One of the things that making their appearance again for the spring-summer season are those deadly, deadly snakes. We just love to hate them, don't we? But are we getting all the information wrong? Let's see if we can get the right info on what we should do if we see them out and about very shortly. From the Australian Reptile Park, the venom keeper is Zach Bauer. Good morning, Zach. I've got to ask you, how does one become a venom keeper?
It's basically the last job available.
All the good jobs were taken.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a fair call, mate. Well, everyone pointed to you and you got the job. Look, the snakes are out and about at the moment because we've seen a few sightings of them here in the Hunter already. If we see a snake, what's the best thing we should do? How should we act?
Oh, the best thing to do is just give them a knife wide berth, though. Stay clear of them. Obviously, if they can't come anywhere near you, there's no way you can get bitten. And just remember, if you do see a snake, make sure you don't try and kill it or catch it. That's how over 90% of bites actually happen.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Because we all want to sort of jump in there and do something, and then the snake gets frightened and it does what it only can do, and it'll bite us. And if it's a brown snake or something like that, we'll end up in a world of hurt. Are there some misconceptions that exist around snakes?
Yeah, there's quite a few. One of the main ones is that a snake's going to chase you. A slow jog and you're out of its range and well away from it. So no snake's really going to chase you. They know you're too big to eat, and they know their venom won't knock you over before you can kill them. So they want to give you a nice wide berth as well. The other one is the old red belly and brown snake mess, and you do find them around the same area, but generally not too close to each other.
Okay, but for the most part, they're just as afraid as us, of us rather, as we probably are of them.
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
Now, if we do happen to be unlucky enough to get bitten by a snake, what is the very first initial things that we should be doing, Zach?
The first rule is definitely put the snake down if you are trying to hold it. But the second one is the compression bandage. So it's the same tension or tightness as a sprained wrist or ankle. And you go around the bite side a couple of times, then down the limb, then all the way back up. And you want to stay nice and calm and as still as possible.
That's the thing, isn't it? To make sure that blood doesn't get pumping too hard. Easier said than done, though, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure in the heat of the moment it's a pretty scary thought.
And as well, maybe try and get a description of the snake so that you can get the right anti-venom when you get off to hospital too.
Oh, so at hospital, they'll do what's called a venom detection kit, and they'll tell you exactly what it is. So identification of snakes is incredibly hard. They all come in brown, they all come in banded, and they all come in spotted. So it is quite hard to do. So you're better off just keeping that bite site nice and clean, but don't wash it. And I'll do a venom detection kit at the hospital, and that'll tell you what it is.
Zach, that's very good to know. Thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning.
More than welcome. Thank you.
From the Australian Reptile Park, their venom keeper. Apparently was the last job on the table left when he put the application form in. Zach Bauer. And if you'd like to see a little bit more of what his job entails, we've got a very small video for you on the Morning Show page at 2NURFM.com. And keep away from those snakes if you can.